This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 2025, recorded on Thursday the 30th of August 2018. Hello, I'm Mike Hutchinson and I'm joined by
Paddy Watkins.
Today we have the usual batch of news items about the city for you and some letters to the evening news and also a feature focusing on blues and boogeyman Albert Cooper. Welcome to our new listener, Derek from Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening. We'll start off with some news items. After last week's A-level results, it's the turn of the GCSE results as the county schools tell us of the success or otherwise of their students. Then the centre of the city is in the news as planning for a student block in Surrey Street is turned down. Castle Mall tells of the leisure centre that is planned, and you'll have to watch your step in the pedestrianised areas of the city as cyclists get the green light to use them too.
New chapters will begin today for thousands of teenagers who shrugged off a major shake-up in exams to achieve strong results. Schools face the challenge of an overhauled GCSE grades this year, with traditional letters being phased out and replaced by a scale from 1 to 9. Around the county, 63% of the students achieved a grade 4 or above, roughly a C, in English and maths, the same figures as last year. Despite the tougher courses which accompanied the grade change, some schools saw notable success, including Open Academy, where the percentage achieving at least a grade 4 in the core subjects rose from 40% last year to 60% this year. Other schools struggled. The Hewitt Academy saw its headline measure fall from 54% last year to 44% in 2018, despite having risen by 20 percentage points in 2017. Principal Rebecca Handley-Kirk put it down to a deliberate move towards a more rigorous academic curriculum. Ahead of results day, experts said as few as 200 students would score a clean sweep of grade 9s, which are roughly equivalent to an A2 star.
Neighbours who battled to stop student flats being built near their homes are celebrating after a planning inspector dismissed an appeal over the scheme. Last year, Norwich City councillors turned down plans for more than 280 student flats on the Sentinel House car park in Surrey Street, with people living in nearby Carlton Terrace fearing the development would dwarf and overshadow their homes. Rejecting the scheme, the council said the height and massing did not respect the area and the neighbours. But developers appealed and lodged a revised bid for the site, which used to be the car park for Aviva workers in Sentinel House. The revised bid cut the number of flats to 252 and reduced some of the heights, but was rejected by city councillors in June. Sentinel House itself is being redeveloped for housing, and Inspector Philip Lewis feared the student housing development would cause significant harm to the living conditions of those living in Sentinel House.
Castle Mall revealed it is opening a £2 million leisure area, including 10-pin bowling and an obstacle assault course. The partnership with Super Bowl UK will see the area open in summer 2019, including the 12 10-pin bowling lanes, a Crazy Club soft play centre, Ninja Tag active obstacle assault course and a Sega prize zone arcade. There will also be a food diner and bar. It is the latest stage of the evolution of the shopping centre. Last week it was announced that three more restaurants were on their way at the Timber Hill Terrace food area. A Castle Mall spokesman said the Super Bowl UK area would create 35 new jobs once opened. Company director at Super Bowl UK, Kate Quaintance Blackford, said, "Super Bowl UK Norwich presents us with an exciting opportunity to bring our distinctive brand of family entertainments to Norfolk, where we believe it will prove extremely popular. The unit is in a prominent location within Castle Mall, and we are confident our late opening hours will drive footfall during off-peak periods, such as weekday evenings, and enhance Norwich's leisure offering."
Cyclists can now ride through pedestrianised Norwich city centre streets after changes agreed last year were brought in. Until now, cyclists had not been permitted to ride down a string of streets, such as Gentleman's Walk, Davy Place, and White Lion Street between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and were not allowed to cycle on London Street or Lower Goat Lane at all. However, last year, members of Norwich Highways Agency Committee, made up of city and county councillors, agreed to open up streets to cyclists at all times. The necessary orders to allow that to happen have now been made, and the signs have been put up in the streets, making clear cyclists are allowed to use them. Mike Stonard, Vice Chair of Norwich Highways Agency Committee and Norwich City Council Cabinet Member for Transport, said this approach has worked well in other cities, with cyclists and pedestrians sharing streets successfully. But we'll be following up in coming weeks with some additional share with care notices to help highlight the change and remind people to look out for each other.
Limits on the number of sexual entertainment venues in Norwich could soon come into effect as the City Council looks to update its policy. At a meeting of the Council's Licensing Committee, members will consider whether they should make changes to its current system of granting licences to venues offering adult entertainment.